Thank you, thank you. That was fantastic. Let's give it up again for Mary. So much to be thankful for. And this is Veterans Day weekend, so I am so thankful for our freedom. If you are a veteran, please do stand. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Veterans. I always think of my son Christopher. He's in Japan right now, but he was a Marine, and so we've all been sending him lots of love and lots of gratitude. And I just remember him being in Iraq for the longest time, and then he signed up for more time, and it's like, what are you doing? He's like, well, there are some people that are married that have wives and stuff, and I'm like, but you have a mother. So I am just so grateful for the service, because I know that it's really something so beautiful for our country. So very grateful for that. What a wonderful song, Miriam. Something to be grateful for. And the more we focus on our gratitude, the more we have things to be grateful for. Yeah. I loved your reading, Pauline. That was wonderful. And it was making me think about when I was taking a class and they were talking about, where are you not financially in integrity? Anybody, and my hand goes up. Like a movie hopper. Anybody ever do that? You go to one movie and it's like, well, just go into the next one. We used to do that when I was a kid, and it's like, okay, so if I'm going to go to a second movie, make sure that I go and pay for that. So, what? What? I know. Why would I even think of that? Because really, we do not cheat anyone except ourselves when we're not integrity, because the universe always knows. The universe always knows. So it's like, let me be in that giving space and making sure that I am getting rid of the old and making room for the new. My favorite line that I used last week is, the space for what you want is being taken up by what you settle for. Yeah, it's pretty profound, right? So that made me clean out my closet this week. It's like, okay, the space for what I want, what I'm settling for. And I don't know about any of you, but, you know, there's like 5 outfits that you wear that you're really kind of stuck with, and you just keep wearing those. So it's like, all right, let me go to the back of the closet and start wearing some of that. But we get into these habits of doing certain things. Barb and I were talking this morning, even the habit of where we sit. How many of you kind of sit in the same space every time you walk in somewhere? I tend to go to the right side. And so I encourage you to step out of your comfort zone. Change. And some of our changes can be as simple as changing our seat, where we're moving to a different space and a different space. And what's it like from this viewpoint? And what's it like from this viewpoint? The talk title today is How to Reverse Financial Adversity. Well, I think Miriam's saying it all right there. It's like, be in that space of gratitude. Because many times we are so focused on what we don't have rather than what we do have. So getting focused on all the great things to be thankful for. It's like, oh, so thankful for so many things that are right. And there's a lot of stuff out there in the world that is not going so right. There's a wonderful movie called I Am. Have any of you seen it, with Tom Shadyac? Okay. I'm going to have a screening of this on December, the first Sunday in December. It's such a profound, wonderful movie. Tom Shadyac was a producer. He produced like Liar Liar, Pet Detective, some of these really funny shows. And living in this wonderful $7 billion home, just $7 million, that's different than $7 billion, $7 million home, beautiful home. And he had all of these things, planes and beautiful cars. And he was riding his bike, and he was in a bike accident. And he hit his head, and he went into a terrible situation where he was in a coma for a little bit. And then as he came out of it, he changed. And something inside him said, if I'm living in this big house, this wonderful space, yet there's people across the street that are homeless. He would see people right down the street, living on the street. He's like, something isn't right here. And so he made a documentary called I Am. And what he set out to do in the beginning was to go and focus on all the things that were wrong. But what he found is all the things that were right. it's really what we focus on tends to expand, but it's like, what's right in the world? He was finding all these wonderful communities that were so loving and so giving, that were assisting people to lift up to a higher level, to see themselves in a higher light. And he started the I Am Foundation. And I want to read what their mission is. The specific purpose of the corporation is to meet the physical, emotional, and spiritual needs of those impoverished in our society. We will use our resources to feed the hungry, shelter the homeless, and comfort the sick. We will also serve those in spiritual need, those suffering from a different kind of poverty, a poverty of perspective and purpose, through educational programs that will foster a dialogue around the ideas of love, compassion, kindness, and empathy. And it really stuck out to me because many times we might be in our consciousness, have a consciousness of lack and limitation, because it all starts in mind. The founder of this teaching found that it all starts in mind. You want more abundance? Change your thinking. Ernest Holmes says this in the Science of Mind textbook. In our ignorance of the truth, we have missed the highest power we possess. And so great is this power, so complete is our freedom in it, so absolute the domain of law through it, that the misuse of this power has brought upon the very conditions from which we suffer. It's misusing the power, forgetting that it's all within us. And the more we love and accept ourselves and know our own worthiness, the more we can step into that picture that we're picturing in mind. It's turning away from the conditions that as is, but going to that vision inside. I like to say I live with rose-colored glasses, and it's like the more you put the rose-colored glasses on and see the beauty out here, the more you have it everywhere around you. So it's like just allowing yourself to see the good in everyone, to give compliments, to give love, to give gratitude. I am so grateful. Pauline was saying, oh, y'all look fabulous. I'm thinking, oh, selfie time, right? Looking good. This group is looking really good. See, I'm putting out the compliments because I'm knowing that they're coming back. I'm so grateful for this community and the givingness of each and every person here. And the more we focus on that, the more we step into the picture. One of Ernest Holmes' students, a reader of the meaning of what he has said, says this: here we may meet difficulties, uncertainties, and doubts, barriers walling our passage. Any of you put barriers in front of you? I'm like, get out of my way. Goes on to say, but we must not be discouraged when we are confronted. We must climb over the rocks of unbelief, pass around the barriers of doubt, and plunge into the stream with faith. The stream will ever widen. The barriers will gradually disappear. Though we walk through the plains and valleys of indecision and doubt, the stream will still carry us back to the ocean of our being. Isn't that beautiful? Back to the ocean of our being. And the more we just, whether it's right here and we keep seeing the barrier and seeing the barrier and maybe not seeing the goodness in us, then it seems like the barrier just gets bigger. But the more we keep focusing on the divinity of who we are, being nice to ourselves regardless. Sometimes I've made a mistake or two or ten. Anybody else? And with those mistakes, I can just beat myself up, or take somebody else's response to things personally. Not my choice on how some people respond to things, because people tend to react or respond. And I think I'm going to use those two words quite a bit today. I want to share with you my thought of react and respond. It's like when you go to a doctor's office and they say, oh, you're having a reaction to the medication. That's usually a negative. Or if they say, oh, you're responding to the medication, that is a positive. And we tend to get into that reaction mode where we're just reacting right away. And sometimes we'll read something, maybe something good about ourselves, and we'll react to it. It's like, oh, no, that's not true. Or, oh, I wish that was true. Instead of responding and saying, thank you, universe, for sharing. And when people are reacting, it's like that's their choice to react out the way they choose to based on what's happening in the world. It's like all I can do is come with good intention. Good intention to give love, good intention to be a space of spirit to flow through with ease, with grace, with love, and surrender any of the barriers. So being in that space of love and knowing that the highest and best is unfolding for each and every person, making sure that I am responsible for my own reactions and respond appropriately rather than jump into, take a moment, take a breath, and respond appropriately. Best day ever, which is always an appropriate response, right? It is the best day ever. Whether we meet adversity or we meet love, it's the best day ever because everything is moving with divinity. And for me, I know that that starts in the morning as soon as I wake up, reminding myself that it is the best day ever, that I'm going to treat myself gently and kindly as I'm going to treat others gently and kindly, making sure that we're nice to ourselves regardless of what's happening out here, and starting within, which is what Tom Shadyac found when he went looking for what's wrong out there. Ultimately, we have to stop our doubt and fear and retelling about our adversity. Because sometimes we tell the story over and over and over again. Whoa, how life has done me wrong, let me just tell you. And if you won't listen, I'm going to find somebody else who will listen. And then we just go around telling our story. It's like, who wants to hear that crap, right? Nobody wants to hear that. And if they do, then they're probably not lifting to the highest level. So we want to surround ourselves. I always like to say I like to surround my people with my world with people that have warm fuzzies, you know, good things to say, that bring the warm fuzzies, that see the good side of life rather than, oh, did you see what so-and-so did? Mm-hmm, yeah. It's like, let's put that story down. I love that Tom Shadyac found all of this greatness. Ultimately, we have to stop our doubt and fear and retelling about our adversity. We must cling determinedly to our spiritual truths. The universe is abundant, and we deserve that abundance no matter how long it takes. We just keep seeing the picture. Live in your own storybook. Live in your own fairy tale, and make it a good fairy tale. Not like the Grimm stories, you know, which some people tell, you know. It's like, let's make sure that we are focusing on that we love and seeing the goodness and being at that space of gratitude. As we just take in a nice deep cleansing breath, knowing that it is the best day ever and that we put those barriers down, that we forgive ourselves for things in the past. I am doing a forgiveness workshop, and I like to do it at least once a quarter, and I have scheduled this one very timely, right after Thanksgiving, when many people are with their family, because sometimes we might have some extra forgiveness that we want to focus on after that. I still am reminded by the wonderful line, once you think you're enlightened, just go visit your family. Yes, I love my family. They are awesome. And they are so great in small doses, right? No, I do love my family. I'm extremely close to my family. I am so much in their business that you just don't even know. I am. My little sister called me last night, and my older sister is back in Nebraska, where my little sister is, and she called to tell me something, and it's like, Rhonda's right in the other room, you could just ask her. And she's like, no, you'll know already, so tell me. It's like, I'm serious. How funny is that? Sometimes people just don't want to communicate with each other. I feel good and very grateful that I get to be the one that's in everyone's business, so they come to me for all the information. Anybody else like that in your family? You are the... I like that. Of course, I like it better when everybody's communicating effectively. Communication is a really good thing. And it really comes down to our body language and making sure that we're communicating with our own body language to ourself. Best day ever. That'll lift you up. Life is abundant and flowing. Keeping in the open body position, I always love that. Ernest Holmes says this in my favorite book, This Thing Called You. When a problem confronts you, take it to the silence of your consciousness. Instead of thinking of the problem, think of the answer. Albert Einstein used to do that, where he said, you know, if I only had 1 hour to live, I would be thinking of the right question to ask the first 55 minutes, and then the right answer would come. So many times we're focusing so much on the problem that we're forgetting, what would I love in this situation? Which is a great question to ask. Well, I would love peace, harmony, connection, collaboration, communication in most every situation. So making sure that we're taking time to think about, what is the answer to this? And asking the right question, what would I love as an outcome? God does not have problems, therefore, the thinking of the problem, therefore, the divine mind is the answer to every problem. Principles never have problems. The problem is dissolved in the principle as it flows through to the correct answer. So, that was a little confusing. Let me say that again, because I didn't read it quite right. Did any of you get that? It's like, what did she say? When a problem confronts you, it's because I broke it up into chunks. Let me chunk it different. When a problem confronts you, take it to the silence of your consciousness. Instead of thinking of the problem, think of the answer. God does not have problems. Therefore, the divine mind is the answer to every human problem. Principles never have problems. Problems are solved by bringing them under the control of principles. The problem is dissolved as the principle flows through it. I forgive myself. Let me just say it in a nutshell, okay? So we start thinking of the problem, where really it's like, what is the highest and best outcome in this situation? Spirit, guide me. And taking it to the silence, to me, is taking that time where I'm just breathing in. God is, I am. Divine answer is happening. Many times if I have something that's really big and I haven't gotten to the answer by the end of the day, I'll just take it to sleep with me. And it's like, all right, Spirit, I'm going to know in the morning. I will know the right and perfect answer to this. And then in the morning, right and perfect answer is always there. And sometimes it's as simple as be still and know that Spirit is flowing with ease, with grace, with love. You know, Jesus taught us that the things he does, such a great teacher, the things he does, we could do even greater. And so it's just kind of getting out of our own way and saying, okay, this great teacher, this great spiritual master said, I can do these things. I can do anything I put my mind to, as I am allowing Spirit to guide me. And most of that is getting out of our own way, sitting down and allowing Spirit to guide me, and making sure that if I keep running into a wall, and I keep running into a wall, and I keep running into a wall because I'm trying to make something happen, that's when it's time for me to surrender it, put it down, say, Spirit, guide me. Perhaps I'm not on the right path. But it's like, here's where I'm saying I want to go. And sometimes Spirit will guide us over here, because maybe there's some more tools that we need. Need a few tools here. And then the way makes its way. And sometimes it's because of the boulders that we've put in front of ourselves. I'm not worthy. I don't know enough. I'm not smart enough. I don't know how to make it happen. And the best way to, we don't make it happen. We allow it to happen. The biggest thing is making it welcome. How can I make what I'm saying I want in my life, how can I make it welcome? Let me make it welcome. Let me get rid of the things that are cluttering up my space and allow Spirit to guide me with ease and grace. And a lot of that is just putting down my own thought on how it's got to be. I got to do it this way. I got to do it this way. Or here's how I'm going to make it happen. But asking the pivotal questions, what would I love? And what is mine to let go of? And then Spirit, guide me. And remembering that the space for what we want is being taken up by what we settle for. So it's a good time to clean your closets. Yeah. Clean your mind and be open to the goodness. Turn off the TV. There's too much news on there that is not lifting us up to the highest vibration, because they keep telling a lot of the same old stories. And it's like, I'm knowing that there's a world that works for everyone and that we're all connected. And in this wonderful blanket of connection, there is love, there is peace, there is harmony. So the question I'd like you to ask yourselves this week, every day, what would I love today? Before you answer the phone, what would I love in this interaction? Before you jump in your car, what would I love in this experience? Turning on the Christmas music because it's already started to play. Woohoo! And let me just ride down the road of life with love, with peace, with harmony, and with cheer. So, what would I love is the question to ask every day this week. Your mission, should you choose to accept it, knowing that it's the best day ever, as we just, let's take in another deep cleansing breath and just exhaling as we close our eyes, closing our eyes to any distractions as we breathe in the fullness of life, knowing that life is good and life is very good, knowing that there is one mind, one power, one infinite intelligence, knowing that it flows right where we are. We are immersed in that goodness, that godness. We are immersed in that Christ consciousness, knowing that we are absolutely worthy of the best life ever. That we let go of anything of the past, and right now in this moment, we are renewed by the renewing of our mind, seeing the beauty and the brilliance and the love, focusing only on that, knowing that as we see it out there in the world, it is true within us, that it starts right where we are, that each and every one of us make a pivotal difference in this universe. The ripple of love, the ripple of beingness, the ripple of harmony of each one of us affects everything out there as we send love out into the world. I am so grateful. Grateful for this day. Grateful for the uniqueness of each and every person. For the wonderful expressions of life. And in great gratitude, I just release my word into the universal action of the law, knowing that all is well. As we anchor this in mind together by saying, and so it is. And so it is.